Good afternoon, guys. This is going to be somewhat of a small segment that I'm going to put in between my rants, discoverings, and findings, where I pick a news story, I read through it, and in the privacy and security space, I give my thoughts on it. Something maybe to inform people, I guess, from like a non-tech person, quote unquote. I mean, just as a person that doesn't like work in the industry, and you know, average consumer that just uses RSS feeds that get fed to me. I think that this is somewhat of an important thing to do because a lot of people may be unaware, or maybe they're just trying to get their somewhat of an understanding of like the current privacy and security space, and maybe they just want to hear someone yell into the clouds. So the big thing that we're going to bring up, the big story, especially for the month, and I'm probably going to do this like once a month at random intervals and time formats. Like, you know, I've never really cared about like how long a specific I want to be or short, etc. I kind of just go until my brain's like, we should stop. So obviously the biggest story of the month is something that we all know. Apple drops iCloud's advanced data protection in the UK. So Apple has stopped offering its advanced data protection, ADP, feature for iCloud in the United Kingdom with immediate effect. Rather than complying with the government demands for backdoor access to encrypted user data, we are gravely disappointed that the protections provided ADP will not be available to our customers in the UK, given the continuing rise of data breaches and other threats to customers' privacy, the company said. The developing comes shortly after the report of the UK government had ordered Apple to build a backdoor that grants blank access to any Apple users' iCloud content. Essentially, they have something in the UK they got passed in 2016. It's pretty much a law that allows them to spy, hack, and or put backdoors legally into companies. They're not allowed to legally disclose it. They're somewhat of a gag, like it's like a gag order, I believe, if I'm using that word correctly. It's pretty much an order straight from the government. So instead of Apple complying with that, they have disabled ADP, and customers who are already using ADP will need to manually disable it for as a yet unspecific period of time. Apple does not have the ability to automatically disable it on their behalf. ADP protects pretty much the iCloud data with end-to-end encryption, and all the encryption and the keys and decryption is done on the device. It is essentially doing the encryption yourself, and it is making it slightly more a more secure ecosystem. What a shit show. The UK people should be mad. I think they should somewhat be mad that Apple kind of met in the middle and didn't push back enough for it, but they should also be mad at themselves for putting themselves in a walled garden like this. But there is a solution, and we'll get to that solution in a minute. My only thought about this is, when you rely on another company to do the encryption for you and I guess hoard the security from a perspective and put it in their hands, you are trusting them to be there always to do it. This is obviously not the case. There's a lot of countries that are starting to jump on this bandwagon where they want to put back doors, or they want to fight encryption. And if you're using a phone or a company to handle that for you, you're kind of at the mercy of them if the government does a gag order to them, or forces them, or gets them into some legal binding situation where they need to comply, and you're trusting them. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you are trusting them. Is that a good thing? Not really. I mean, prior to this, the crypto wars in the 90s, and the early 2000s showed us that the United States government and other government agencies are willing to do this because they know these companies will comply. Pretty much an encryption tool that was created by Phil Zimmerman's PGP ecosystem. It was challenged to essentially be illegal to own or something. And the way he combated it is he put it in a book. Like he wrote it. He wrote the entire code and how it worked and everything in a book. And that was due to because it was protected under the First Amendment. That's kind of awesome. Like, you know, that you went through that. There's a really good Wikipedia on the crypto wars. I highly recommend people read it. and then essentially go and do their own like history. Maybe I'll do a history piece on the crypto wars, like a short like documentary on it, and like our maybe down the road I'll do that. I'll compile stuff and give like a synopsis of it. It's kind of an interesting topic that I do like reading about, especially just encryption in general. I'm not really good at math or anything, but I think that it's cool to learn about on how it works and everything. So that's essentially what it was. I mean, this is like nothing really that new. I think that if you're going to, like, even the government to a certain degree is telling people to use Signal and like other encrypted messaging apps because of Salt Typhoon. I mean, like, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to hear one in one ear, like, encryption bad, we need to stop terrorism, protect the children. And the other, they're like, you should probably use these encrypted messaging apps in order to protect your privacy, because we're pretty concerned, we're pretty certain that there is a lot of nation state acting hacking companies inside our telecoms and a lot of our devices, just to let you know, by the way. And we've been aware of this for, you know, a very long time. And you're like, all right, what the fuck do I do? Who do I listen to? It's insane. So this is why I think people should take it into their own hands, do the encryption themselves, or if they're going to use a public-facing cloud, say that, you know, whatever, move to a free and open-source option that has the backing of money, like, that you know is going to be financially around, and most importantly, that is free as in freedom and open source, the FOSS or philosophy. If they keep these morals and this integrity, I think that you can trust them a little bit more than relying on Apple's iCloud, which is proprietary, walled garden, owned by Apple. I would look into Filin. I've heard some good things by them. They have a slew of apps. They're free and open source, free as in freedom. They're also relatively cheap. For $2, you have a 200 gig storage, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited uploads, client-side encryption, zero knowledge technology, syncing, network drive, file share, unlimited notes, unlimited chats. The chats, wouldn't really fucking trust that. I would just use Signal. But I like that this company exists. They are free and open source. That is the point. Free as in freedom, open source. They're really, really big on it. That's the point. Continuous syncing setup, local web dev hosting. Host your own encrypted web dev instance locally to access and manage the files. S3 integrated support, network drives. I haven't went through, I don't use the service, but it's just something that you should be made aware of that other companies exist if you want to put your photos somewhere in the cloud. Yes, not, you know, the cloud is really just someone else's computer. We get it. But it's still, people just want the ease of syncing and good backups. No one's doing, I'm talking about just average user. Now, if you are using Apple for your photos and everything, and you have their cloud service still, or Google Drive, or Dropbox, just get Cryptomator. Do yourself a favor, take the encryption in your own hand. Just like encrypting your own emails with PGP, you should encrypt your own photos, your files, your notes, and everything. And if you're going to send it to the cloud, just get Cryptomator. It's free, as in freedom, free as in cost. I would recommend doing a lifetime license. It's $20 if you can afford it. If you can afford $20, instead of handing your money to Apple all the time, hand it to a company that supports and embraces a more free and secure internet. That's the point. Now, it is free for read-only mode, but if you wanted a lifetime license, $20. Works with iCloud, Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive, pCloud, Box, WebDev, and S3-based cloud storage. Fully integrated into the file app, unlock vaults with Face ID and touch, no accounts, no data shared. Respect your privacy. You can also buy anonymously with anonymously from the proxy store with Monero and cash. Very based. If you want a license and you got $20 worth of Monero and you want to contribute to the circular economy, I'd recommend it. The third option, the based option, is switch to an operating system that does not require you to have an account, that takes the encryption in your own hand, that respects your privacy, and puts security above all, GrapheneOS. That's all you have to do. If you think that your freedom is the most important and you don't want to be locked into a walled garden ecosystem, switch to GrapheneOS. That is the simplest way to do it. This is not the only time that Apple has complied or kneeled or became middle of the road with a country. And they're not the only ones. This isn't like fuck Apple or anything. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not like fuck Apple. They're the worst company ever. There's worse companies out there, just if not as bad. The thing is, with Apple, yes, they have good security. We all know this. But the worst of all is that they're proprietary and you're relying on them. And then you're walled into their ecosystem. They make it where it's very inconvenient to leave. And I don't like that. I don't necessarily think that it's right for someone to be so locked in. You have to have an Apple's account. You have to have an account to download apps. To me, that seems a bit extreme. At least with Android, you can sideload. You can use the Accrescent store. You can get everything from GitHub. You can do pure APKs. I mean, you have options, especially decentralized options to a certain degree where you're not reliant just on the Google Play Store in order to function with your phone that you purchased with your money and that you physically own. Apple's kind of like, yeah, we'll sell you the hardware, but you're digitally, you're a bitch. If you're looking for a decentralized storage option, there is a few options out there to help you stay very spread out when it comes to your data. There is BitTorrent. BTFS is a scalable decentralized system, reducing storage costs, fault tolerance. That's something. Filecoin is widely known for having one of the largest initial coin offerings. Apparently, MediaSafe and Safe Network. It's a small team of building a safe network for an autonomous global network made up of storage nodes. SIA, like Filecoin, SIA uses blockchain to provide decentralized data storage platform that encrypts and distributes the file across global P2P networks. The software uses something called Reed Solomon and inserts coding to ensure the redundancy and make it possible to recover a file from only 10 of its segments. So the software used open source ThreeFish algorithm to encrypt the segments. There's Storage A and Tardigan. It's Storage A is pretty much an S3 compatible. There's so many options out there. Just pick them. There's Talos FS. Yeah, it's like kind of cool. There's another type of. It's like a weird type of distributed storage that encrypts everything. There's so many options out there. There's Sync Thing that allows you to make sure it's not a backup, but like it's syncing everything locally, so you have like a little bit of redundancy in different places. I mean, just take it into your own hands. If this taught you anything, it means you can't trust or rely on that. You should have some distrust in like the government to a certain degree. That's trying to push these narratives. And most importantly, I will harp on this every week, every day, every month, every year of not just self-hosting and encrypting everything yourself. You need to become somewhat digitally, you need to digitally sanitize stuff. Like find files, backups, pictures, stuff that you've already put like on a hard drive, flash drive, and just delete it from the internet. Or maybe you don't need this app, or maybe you don't need these notes accessing to the public, delete to the cloud. Like digitally clean stuff where you're like, I don't care if this gets uploaded. It's nothing identifiable. Like good thing to go through your files and see what you do need, what you don't need, just like apps and videos, what you do and what you don't need. Where is it hosted? Where is it stored? It's just stuff like that. It's good to, I think, like you should treat your digital life like spring now. Like every spring, at once a year, just go through and clean up like everything. I think that also solves some of an issue and reliance on like, well, actually, I just erased 30 gigs of data. I don't need to put it in the cloud because everything can be stored locally on my phone. Like, that's the part that people don't understand. And this is just from talking to consumers on a regular basis. They're like, why do I need the cloud? Why do I pay Apple $3 a month extra for X, Y, and Z? So I think people should be somewhat upset with this because, you know, sorry, people in the UK, that sucks. But it should be a wake-up call and to do the encryption yourself. Take the encryption into your own hands. And most importantly, maybe get away from Apple. Maybe find a more free and open source and secure operating system such as GrapheneOS. Or if you're going to stick with Apple, I would start doing everything locally. Go out, buy a NAS, and do upload everything yourself. NASs are getting incredibly cheap. They're becoming way more efficient, you know, GUI. Like, everything is so easy and efficient now from when I started. I think you should take it into your own hands. And that's kind of like, you know, end rant. And I will probably do this again, like I said, on a monthly basis where I just find a story that gets under my skin, talk about it instead of like just blind rant and then give my opinion. Fuck the UK for that one. Go download Cryptomator and check out Filin, maybe even Proton Drive, just another encrypted cloud provider. Entei as well. You can self-host it and get into self-hosting. And I'll see you guys on the next one.